I'm filming this today to go up on Father's Day, and I couldn't pass up the chance to tell you about my dad and what he meant to me. The impact he had on my life is really indescribable. In my opinion, he was one of the greats. Many called him pastor, but I had the privilege of calling him my dad. A few things about my dad. My dad loved coffee. That's where I get it from. One of my fondest childhood memories is waking up to the smell of coffee. And it wasn't just any coffee, but it was daddy's coffee. I could smell that distinct, bold aroma the moment my little sleepy eyes tried to open up. As I'd go out of my room and head towards the kitchen, I knew exactly what he would be doing. It was inevitable. Daddy would be sitting in his cozy chair in the den with a blanket, his Bible, and a freshly brewed cup of what seemed like the best-smelling coffee in the world. His scenario was a given in my house. As certain as the sun coming up every morning, that was my dad's routine. My dad loved his coffee. He loved his chair, and man, he loved his Bible. It wasn't some religious ritual that he felt tied to every day. No, it was who he was. He would flip through that well-worn Bible like he was searching for a priceless treasure. He underlined the good parts. He quoted from it often, and to the best of his ability, he lived its words daily. Another thing about my dad is my dad loved people. You find somebody that knew him and they would attest to this. My dad was the kind of man who never met a stranger. My dad also loved my mom. They made a great team. They pastored Lakewood for 40 plus years. My dad loved his family. He never made us feel like second, like we weren't a priority. We knew that we were a priority in his life. In fact, one of his quotes were, "My most important mission field is my family." We felt it. My dad's been in heaven for quite some time, but the lessons I learned from him have shaped me into who I am, and they will forever be with me. He was far from perfect and made plenty of mistakes, but to this day, I can glean from memories and words of wisdom that he gave me throughout the years. I wanted to share a few of those things with you today. My dad would always say, "Never chase a boy. A boy should always chase you." He said, "April, always cheer people on. Pay for somebody's meal at a restaurant. Admit your mistakes. Say you're sorry. Always give people the benefit of the doubt." He'd always tell me to believe in someone else's dream. He assured me that if you whistle, it makes your day a whole lot brighter. Daddy was always letting us know that you have to be willing to laugh at yourself and to sing even if you can't carry a tune. My dad showed me the importance of giving everybody a second chance. He would tell my family that everyone deserves to be loved. He always assured us that rules are never more important than relationship. My dad showed my mom and my siblings and I that family is always first. He told us the importance of loving our spouse. He showed us how not to be so heavenly minded that we're no earthly good. My dad loved to laugh. I can still remember the sound of his laugh. He told us to laugh and laugh and laugh all throughout life. My dad told me that you're never too old to play. We also would try to emulate my dad because he always said, if you say, "ah," after you drink your cup of coffee, it just makes it taste better. My dad, I can remember him saying it from the platform at Lakewood, "never give up on the prodigal. Always believe the prodigal will come home." My dad told us the importance of fighting for the underdog. "Never forget where you came from." He never did. He taught us the importance of investing in our kids and praying over our kids daily. He told us to make our life count, make our days matter, and not to be ashamed of our imperfections. He taught us to follow your heart, to give people another chance and another chance and another. My dad told us, always dress sharp. Walk with champions. He also told me, and this is where I got it from, you can never have too many shoes. My dad was only 5'7", but he said, walk like you're 10 feet tall. What was very important to my dad, and I think one of the things that people identify him with, is he believed that you should love people, and you should love people, and you should love people. He taught us the importance of being grateful. He told us the importance of holding strong to what we believe, and don't let anyone talk you out of your miracle, out of your faith, out of your dream, out of your vision, or what you're believing God for. My dad taught me to see the impossible, to lift the broken, and not to discount anyone because of their mistakes. My dad was a big, firm believer in managing your money well. He taught us to invest in people, to live life. Don't just endure it. And every single day, make sure you say, I love you. He taught us to take time for people, to enjoy God's creation, to practice what we preach, and learn from our mistakes. He taught us every day you should be happy, and every day you should pray like your life depends on it. My dad taught me the importance of keeping my priorities straight and to be on time, or better yet, be a few minutes early. My dad was a master of keeping it real, and he taught us people can only relate to imperfect people. He taught us the importance of being kind, having fun, to take the high road, to keep our promises. My dad taught me so much. Even though my dad was a simple man, the impact he made on me was extraordinary. He didn't just preach what he believed, he lived it. He realized that his kids were the bridge to the future, and he felt a great responsibility to pave the way for better days for each of us. His life makes me realize that my life is making an impression on my family and others. And I only get one shot at this thing called life, and I should aim to make every day count. The truth is, your life will tell a story. Make sure it's a good one. Just because you didn't come from a healthy family doesn't mean a healthy family can't come from you. Maybe you didn't have a father in your life or a mother in your life that you want to emulate. That's okay. Just because you didn't have a great father or a great mother doesn't mean that you can't be one. I hope and pray that you realize that how you live your life doesn't just affect you, but generations to come. And just think, you get to decide the memories and legacy you want to leave. Why not make them great ones? After all, inheritance, that's what you leave to someone. Legacy, that's what you leave inside someone. Thanks for listening today about one of my heroes. I hope you have an amazing day.